keep it alive. Do these lines, I write, I keep it live, cause I thrive. I might just blow your mind tonight. I'm so hyped, but it's no hype. From this height, it's direct hits on sight. I'm your type, lend me your ears to show you that there's something in me. I'm not giving up, I'm standing right here, holding these days hostage, and I'll make this my year. We turning fear into love, and the love's in the air. I love doing this cause nothing compares, nothing can share that same type of feeling when you feeling them flares. They can't catch it, it's havoc. I rip to a tear, switch the scenario, my stereos, I leave them impaired. Variables start to change, and they're all in my range. I just gotta grab it, it's all mathematics. Every step is drastic, I make it fantastic. I'm trying to take your breath away, asthmatic.
This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo. This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo, stereo.
Yeah, just nod your head with it. So explicit and vivid. Every image is intricate, intimate. I put my all into it. No scrimmage and no rules. I'm a pro tool. Hear my heartbeat beating to the vocals. I'm so loco, lost my mind. Oh no, it's ponderoso, dope. So no overdose, cause it's dope. Yo, man, this is house grown, mixed with some milestones. So I let the style flow down like the Dow Jones, bringing it with some foul tones, letting the crowd know. We getting loud, so it's eardrum rudiments. Yeah, we bring it rude again. Move, little hooligan. Music for tuning in. Full time to the 10. I'm on my clock like I told you. I'm doing this.
Hey guys, welcome to the Anti-Media Radio. This your host, Dedrick Young, sitting in for SM Gibson today. We got a lot to talk about, guys. We're going to wrap this year up with the latest topics and all the things that happened that went on this year that we wasn't like happy with or that did not go our way. And I'm sitting in the studio with Eric P. and an activist by the name of Thunderbird from Birmingham that has a lot to say also that's going to sit in the studio with us. And I'm going to introduce everyone. Thunderbird, introduce yourself.
Happy to be on the show. I am Thunderbird, the activist. And I'm just excited to be on the show today to end the year.
End on a positive note.
We want our viewers to know today is going to be on a, as we reflect, in positive.
Yes, positive. We want our listeners to know that, you know, this is the end of the year, but we got the latest topics, the greatest news, and I'm also sitting in the studio with the Bitcoin expert, EP, Eric P.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So we're going to start off with this extreme discovery today. I'm happy that they did find this, the Asian airline that was like that crashed or went missing from a storm. You know, I'm happy to like see that, you know, we was able to find debris and, you know, get this, you know, not out of the way to say, but I know it's a tragic situation, but I'm like, hey, how much did this happen today? How much has this happened this year? You know, what is really going on?
Yeah, it's no question. They found today the debris, bodies. It's unfortunate the discoveries that was made in that part of the region today with Air Asia Flight 8501. But one of the things about it is.
So what's going on? Look, it has happened too much this year.
It's happened too much. You know, that's the thing. That's one of the things. As we reflect and see, you know, of course, it's a bittersweet moment because on one hand, you have the body, you know, you have the plane, the debris that's been found.
So we can't figure out what happened.
Exactly what happened. You see what I'm saying? You follow what I'm saying? But then on the other hand, what's going on in that region in terms of flights?
Or just leaving the Middle East, Asia.
You know, what's going on with that? I think it's the bigger question.
Well, this the question. Why did we find Air Asia and not Flight 37? Okay, that's the big question.
Exactly.
Right, and I know that we're jumping into this today, and we are taking calls today. But with this being, like, the headlines all over, you know, the mainstream media. We felt like we should like cover this.
And let me tell you something. I got the license to say it. I'm the actor. You the radio show host. We'll leave that up to you. Let me tell you, I got the license to say it. Is our government telling us the truth about what's going on with flights in the Middle East and so forth in that region? Are they telling us the truth?
Well,
are they telling us the truth?
Are they telling us the truth about everything?
Anything else is going on. But I'm an activist. I can say that. You know, I understand everybody. Let me play my role first.
Yeah.
Are we being told the truth about what's going on with the flights? Our brothers and sisters, what's going on in the Middle East, our Asia, we know that also Flight 370, I think, was last year, Flight 370. And that was this year. It was this year. Flight 370, yeah. This year.
But,
you know.
And what we're going to, with this segment of the show, we're going to update you guys on all the tragedies that we had involving our law enforcement officers, you know, this year. I think it was too many that I recall.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Too many. But we are taking callers also. You know, so we're going to give you guys the number in just a second. But you can, like, join in on this conversation at 718-717-8296. That's 718-717-8296. My bad. That's a mix-up. But that's 718-717-8296. Give us a call. Join in on the conversation. This is your co-host, Dedrick Young at the Anti-Media Radio. And just back to it. Like, we haven't had any indictments this year. Any good news for the people that I say. It's all just been hectic.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm feeling there for SM, and I feel like, hey, well, I'm going to just have to step in his shoes and tell, like, just say, hey, it is tragic.
It's tragic.
It's hectic. What's going on? What are we going to do? You know? That's why we got you in the studio today, to tell us, Thunderbird, what is it going to take for this change?
It's tragic.
That's why you're feeding us all the bull.
And what
you're
not telling us the truth. Let me tell you what it's going to take. It's going to take troops from the ground level like myself working on the front line, willing to sacrifice.
Willing to sacrifice. So you're sacrificing every day.
Let me tell you something, brother. Willing to sacrifice work hours, willing to sacrifice everyday life, everyday living. And so that's what it's going to take.
But being from the South.
Because without being from the South, being from the North, being from the East or the West, because when you sacrifice time, effort, energy, being on the front line, without us, without the troops who are willing to sacrifice that kind of energy, kinetic energy,
mm-hmm.
willing to put in the time, the effort, when the cameras ain't on.
Is that enough? Like, what? Like, so we haven't gotten anything, nothing has went our way this year. Okay? We got cops killing kids. One cop, you know, ran over a 10-year-old just, like, a couple of days ago. Have we heard anything about that? And we got to support, you know, all our alternative media outlets for, like, spreading all the, you know, and sharing this information, but I just can't get it. It's just so much.
Right.
And I'm really fed up, and I'm tired. I'm ready for this year to be over with and see can we get a change in 2015.
Well,
we're going to go over some topics that, you know, like, you know, Michael Brown, that happened this year. Ezell Brown.
It's no question. You're right. Those things happen, unfortunately.
SIBO.
Unfortunately.
Right?
Unfortunately. So, but what I can say is, the only thing I can say is this. Is that with radio show hosts like yourself, with outlets like this, with activists, and what's going on
like
around
yourself.
The nation, officers who themselves, and we don't. I want to be clear from my standpoint, from an activist standpoint, because I take what I do seriously. I don't. The intent is for no one who is directly involved with the events that's going on around the nation today to be involved with any kind of malicious involvement or intent with the government or the police. That's my intent today.
Okay.
But at the same time, we got to be on the one side. I want to be clear. We got to be clear. At the same time, we can't take for granted what's happening to innocent brothers and sisters around the country black, white, blue, brown, yellow, around this country. What's taking place? We got to be real with what's going on.
Okay. Well,
we got to be real.
So let's get back to it. Well, and I appreciate you coming in today, Thunderbird. But let's start off with this Ebola scare this year. You know, and now we don't hear about it. It has disappeared. It's in thin air, right? But we should have been afraid.
But let me be the first to tell you.
And I know our listeners wouldn't understand because, you know, or not, they wouldn't understand, but they're not here in the studio. Because we can say, you know, you're African native.
Yes, no question. Let me tell you.
So, how you feel about that with them saying, hey, well, Ebola, you should be scared. You shouldn't be, you know, what? What's your input on?
No, it's no question. Ebola, I can only tell you how I see it from my perspective. Ebola is one of the things that we dealt with in 2014, true enough. But what's the real scare? Is it Ebola, or is it that is the government trying to hide from us other things that are, at the time, Ebola was a very serious issue. It's no question. It's no doubt about it. Anytime you're dealing with health, anytime you're dealing with people, you know, that sort of thing.
I take those things
very seriously because you're dealing with travel issues and that sort of thing, too. You don't want people, you most certainly don't want that kind of issue or that kind of virus being spread around.
Do you feel that it should have been a cause for flights to be shut down?
Well, I mean, that part.
Or even attempting to shut cities down again.
Well, that part. We
they're not giving them a proper.
We can never tell. We can never tell what kind of direct influence shutting down flights would have had on, you know, it's a lot you got to take into consideration when you're dealing with shutting down flights. We talking about commerce, that sort of thing with trading with other countries.
And I don't know, like, I haven't been reaching out, but going to any of the protests here because I really just found out I just got back in town. So, but I saw some news about a high school banning the I Can't Breathe t-shirts from their tournament.
Well, in particular, that's why I came. That's what I wanted to talk about today. That issue in particular.
But shouldn't we have the right?
For me, you know, that for me, that touches me on another level because what we have is this has been a year of arbitrary police power.
Uh-huh.
The year, if we're gonna look back in the year of review, then we got to start off with arbitrary police power. So now we got another crop of youth, if you will, the next crop.
Okay.
And the next group that ain't coming along, and we're gonna tell them, oh, you know what, it's the year arbitrary police, but you know what, we want you out of it. Keep your mouth shut now.
Keep your mouth shut. You can't speak.
Keep your mouth shut.
But we can see our brothers and sisters get shot down in the street.
And so, whether you black, white, yellow, blue, brown.
And you know, is it going to stop? Can we carry this on?
Can we carry it on?
You think it's going to continue in 2015?
Well, we don't let that away.
For all you listeners out there, I know we rambling and we going on and on, but what, like, hey, haven't we had a lot to go on this year? I'm talking about, I'm fed up. You know, a 10-year-old walking across the street got ran over by a cop. So, how else can we fight back? We can't, you know, speak our mind. We don't, you know, freedom of speech don't exist, you know. So, do we just, you know, lay down or hinder ourselves from, like, you know.
The greatest justice is fighting organized with your ground troops. That's the great fight. Because at the end of the day, then what you say is you already know, like Dr. King, you already said, you know what, at the end of the day, it don't matter. I already know I'm going to die.
Okay. And so you're a foot soldier ready to do that.
So
I wonder, is everyone else prepared for that?
We don't need necessarily everybody. We don't need necessarily everybody.
Okay.
Only thing we need is dedicated, organized troops willing to walk the walk and talk the talk. That's it.
And I hope this is not too extreme for my listeners. But
It ain't too extreme. The only problem a lot of people have is this, is that when it get to this point, it's not too extreme. You know, it won't be too extreme for the viewers, because we're not advocating for violence. We're advocating for a change in life, a change in living. Like Brother E, we were talking earlier, a change in life, change of living, things that we want done on the ground level. These are not.
Sorry, guys, for the technical difficulty. We back, but we're going to get back on that topic that we were talking about the injustice in the system and the militarization of the police departments in America.
Yeah.
And we also have a caller calling in right now, and we're going to take this caller. Caller from 858. What you have to say? Hello? Caller, you there? Welcome to the Anti-Media Radio. Well, I guess that we lost that caller also, but keep calling back, man. We're going to keep this thing rolling with Thunderbird, but it's going to have to start. It's going to have to start somewhere, and it's going to have to stop somewhere. So, and like you said, hey, what are you willing to do, right?
Oh, yeah,
you have to stand up for something.
You got to excuse me. a second ago, I was trying to think. You was asking me.
And I know you had these difficulties with your mind, but we back.
So the question is, what are we going to do? What could we do? So where does it start? So with us, you know, what we have going on is a lot of brown troops here in our area of the southeastern area. Actually, we're going to go from... From
Birmingham to Atlanta, right?
Birmingham, Atlanta, back down Mississippi, back down around. And so we're trying to make our way around to those areas to make sure we have, if we touch one person, then we feel like, in our mind, that we've done a good job and done a good deed. But at the end of the day...
I know you fed up because we talked about it earlier before we even started the show. But let's go back to this 10-year-old that was ran over by a cop a patrolman. Let me say, because I'm kind of like, you know, what do you call it, teed off or peed off, however you want to call it, but a child was killed.
Another child killed.
Well,
and this time, it's not.
How many is going to take, you know?
How many will it take? And this time, it's not due to a gun. It's not due to. It's due to reckless behavior and not being.
You're right.
You know, not being trained right. Reckless behavior, and we want to see will this officer be held
accountable at least for manslaughter.
Accountable for that, at least, and there's no excuse for this. So.
Okay.
So when you look at the story, and then we won't tell the whole story. We don't have enough time to tell the whole story.
And he did not have his lights on. Yeah. And that's why I teed off.
Yeah.
I teed off, guys, because we have another child that was killed, not by a gun from a law enforcement officer, but by his patrol vehicle. Okay?
And so,
do you understand what I'm talking about? So when is it going to stop? Okay? Something has to happen. And that's why we brought you in here today, because we have to take it to the street level. Okay? You get what I'm saying? Like, what the ground troops have to say about this? Because they are ground troops, guys. You know, it's not just, you know, me and SM and Nick that's, you know, on the show and show.
It's not about what you see on the television all the time. It's not about what you see driven mainstream all the time. And that's what I was talking about earlier. To answer your question, earlier when you talked about troops and what will it take next?
Okay.
And so a lot of people say, well, what, 2015 is only 2 days away. So what will it take next? What will it take next? And so what it's going to take, what it will take is this, is people who are willing to, I was looking at the clip last week at the University of UCLA. Was that UCLA? What was that?
Berkeley.
Cal Berkeley. That's what it was. Cal Berkeley had the students on the street protesting against the cops. So you don't know those students. You talk about the real front line. They were on the front line.
Okay.
They stood on. So it's going to take that kind of dedication, that kind of being able to bear witness to what's going on here in America.
Well, and see, there's so many ignorance that we have to deal with, you know, just even trying to share positive information, you know. But okay, so I'm gonna tune you listeners into this, okay? Road dogging, you know, if I wanted to hear some niggas, I would go to a bar or a street corner. Well, you should listen. Okay? So get off our line, because we're trying to talk to people that's in the same, that's feeling the same way, that believe in the same thing, and in this movement. We don't need you. So hey, you wasting your time. But well, go on, Bert.
No, I got something to say to Road Dogg. I got something to say. For people like Road Dogg, let me tell you something. He probably wouldn't have to go too far. Because when you at Road Dogg, you probably wouldn't have to step out your front door from the trailer park to go 5 feet to the next bar that's right down the road. So you wouldn't have to go too far, because you know that kind of activity. But we'll leave.
We'll be the more time. But keep it going.
Yeah, but nevertheless, though, I mean, here.
Look, it's just thrilling. Like it's thrilling that we're trying to spread, you know, positive actions and positive stuff.
We're not gonna
let that take us off this. But look, it's gonna take us to start from somewhere.
It's gonna take us to start from right where we are. Right here,
and we've been missing out on a lot of things, because we got cryptocurrency, we had a Bitcoin bowl that was extremely awesome, that, you know, has really kicked off and is going well for that space and my community, which I love, because, you know, I cannot, you know, go without talking about cryptocurrency, right, or Bitcoin at the least. But we do have one of the main guys,
right,
you know, here in town that's the Bitcoin expert that's going to clear us up on a lot of other things later on in the show. But not to, just to get back to all this militarization, you know, and the corruption, even here in town.
Right, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So, exactly. But
exactly. You know, I think what you're talking about here in Birmingham
is. And also with the cops, like, threatening to take you to jail, you know?
Yeah,
if you video on them, or if you put anything on YouTube, there's just so much to be, you know, that we're talking about, like, the last few days. This is the end of the year. Let's try to take it into, you know, a new year positive, and hopefully that all this stuff don't continue on.
Well, there's no question. The cops dealing with what's going on here in Birmingham, threatening to take patients to jail, and these things, which aren't warranted at all,
mm-hmm.
but the cops threatening to do those things is really a misunderstanding of what we're
all
we're not advocating that people go out and actually, we know that there are some good cops. So we're not advocating that people go out and actually have some kind of problem with the police. You know, that's not.
But we're not also advocating that, you know, the police, you know, stop working, turn their backs on the mayor, and it turned into a national campaign among law enforcement officers. Yes, a lot of tickets, a lot of arrests drop. Right. So.
Right. Well, in New York City, where the cops have turned their back on the mayor and turned their back on the city, and they're kind of they're going on their own protest, basically. But what they have to understand is this: is that it's really a team effort. And they're not the only New York City police officers, as well as any other police officer in any other municipality, they all have to realize that they're not the only ones.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the officers all across the United States, all across this region, everywhere.
And not to cut you off, but I have a few questions, right, for all the actions that's been going on in the last couple of weeks locally with the shutdown of major highways,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the shutting down the Walmarts. So where's that? Why so late?
Mm-hmm.
So why, you know, that's the question I have for the ground troops here locally. Why so late? But I know it's still going on, and I know it's not, you know, it may not be right for me to say, like, why so late? Or ask that question, why so late? But
right.
I want to ask, why now? We should have been doing this months ago.
Right, in terms of the highways and roads.
Oh, just being involved.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and just being involved.
But is it the corruption within locally that's keeping everyone held back?
Well, anytime you talk about corruption, you talk about the manipulation, subrogation of because anytime it's corruption, the corruption is balanced off of some kind of socialized community,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the rich getting richer.
Yeah. And
whether it's the rich getting richer. So you asked me, was it corruption? So my response would be, you know, in this area and in other areas. I mean, corruption starts from the top. You don't have corruption if you don't have a corrupt government. You don't have corruption if you have corrupt institutions, corrupt institutions, corrupt big businesses.
Mm-hmm.
This is where corruption starts, because this is the pillar for corruption.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is
and I have to agree. And I want to give callers a chance to call in and join the conversation at 718-717-8296. That's 718-717-8296. To all our listeners who want to join this conversation about sick of being tired. That's the new topic. Okay? Sick of being tired. And I wish I had my brother SM here to, like, you know.
Yeah. SM, you know, I like SM. He's one of my favorite people. He's one of my favorite guys.
He would nip it in the bud.
It's one of my favorite guys. Not only that, it's a year in review. And this guy, let me tell you something.
The year in review.
And
also, he's super tired of being tired.
Nobody works harder than SM. Nobody works harder than him. And in addition to that, he's been working on various range of topics over the past few years, over these past few months for this year. And nobody deserves this show, the year in review, this show, more than SM. I like SM.
Call in and join the conversation at 718-717-8296. This is the Anti-Media Radio. Call in and join the conversation. I got Thunderbird, the activist, local activist, sitting in the studio, holding the conversation. But
and until our next caller come in, man, I will say, some people who post messages, it's beneath how. Look, let me tell you something. What you all have done here is created almost like you ain't quite there yet, but you all have almost created that dynasty on radio talking about social issues, is what I'm talking about. Anybody down in there, anybody not dealing with what's real in America today.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all here, we all dealing with the wealth inequality. We all dealing with the social displacement, indecent housing, distressed schools. So we all dealing with all of these different issues. And anybody speaking against that is speaking against this radio station and don't deserve.
Yeah, but one of the major topics also this week has been the decline in arrests. It like plummeted 66% within the NYP Police Department or the virtual work, that was stopped. So I'm like, so you're not going to police now? Right? You're not going to protect and serve? Well, hell, we know you've been doing that anyway. Mm-hmm. Because it's officer safety. First,
that's clear. That's pretty evident.
And you're going to show disrespect to this man that's also trying to just keep things peaceful, right?
Right.
Because, hell, we seeing it every day. Now that we're covering it.
Exactly.
But we can look back and see how many dead bodies you guys have in your hands, for the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm. There's no question.
Right? So, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. So, that's why I called you into the studio, and I want to know what's next. Are we going to rally up? I'm not talking about going to kill cops or shoot at anyone.
Of course not.
But man, we're gonna have to do more than what we're doing.
No, of course not. What we saw this past week in terms of the New York City Police Department and its officers and its workers is unprecedented. We've never seen anything quite like this. Where a couple thousand officers.
A couple thousand officers.
A couple thousand officers turn their backs on the police chief and the city of New York. So we never quite seen anything like that. So now we got the pot calling the kettle black. We have this dynamic where, correct me if I'm wrong now, the police department, the New York City Police Department is actually protesting against being held out to dry, held out to dry, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So the thing is this, if the police department themselves is protesting against the police chief, then the patrons and the citizens and the patrons, the citizens, we all have to be fed up. If that's the case, and so we gotta find a way to work together. We gotta find a way to a solution.
It may not be no solution.
That's the bottom line.
It may not be done until we get to the
bottom. Every problem is a solution.
No, you're right.
It's every problem is a solution. So,
but I'm kind of sick and tired of being sick and tired of being fed up.
But it's everything. No, when you see these guys protest and basically,
when I also see you,
Yeah. It's
on the front line.
On the front line.
You know, and I have to say thank you, man. I appreciate it. You know, also what you're doing in the community, also on the you know, education, you know, the young kids, you know, running like all the specialized programs to, you know, educate kids in the community on different, you know,
and so things, but in particular, that's why I came here today. All we were talking earlier, we talk about so many things. Every time I come here, we talk about so many different things.
And it just keeps running.
But the main thing is this. So the school district that tried to stop the youth earlier from the I Can't Breathe t-shirt. You know, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
So the school district who stopped that. Those things in particular, from our standpoint, is me and my organization, is what we speak against. We advocate against those things because one of the things is this, man, I'm going to tell you. You know, you can't tell the youth one way, well, we want you all to do great, do this, you know, be able to speak out, speak up, stand out. But on the other hand, we're telling you, you know, don't be involved in social realms, in social stories. Don't be involved in that. Or be quiet about that. You know, don't keep your mouth closed about that. We want to disarm and break the back.
And this happened out of California, you know.
This happened out of California. Yeah. Listen, we in the gut bucket South.
Yeah.
This happened out of California. So out of California, San Francisco, up north, East Coast, where we want those jurisdictions, we want those superintendents, principals, teachers to know that we are not for shutting down the youth. We're for uplifting the youth.
Okay, we're gonna take this caller. How you doing, caller? Welcome to the Anti Media Radio 530. What you have to say to join this conversation? Hello, are you there, caller? Well, I guess we just lost another one. Keep try again, and we're gonna keep this conversation going.
Yeah, of course. But we were just talking about the I Can't Breathe t-shirts and that whole thing.
Yeah.
So the main thing is, the main focus for us is, you know, the youth, the direction of this country, the educational system in this country. You know, we don't want to be paradoxical or hypocritical in our approach about our youth. So, you know, me personally, I don't believe in, on one hand, we want to uplift you and upright, but on the other hand, let's not talk about that. Let's be quiet about the arbitrary police power. Let's be quiet about the socialism, the indecent housing, discretionary school system,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
So, see, that's one of the main issues. Because the stuff that happened in Ferguson is not just about Michael Brown. It's not. You know, because poor people being mistreated in Ferguson,
being
killed.
Yeah, okay? Of course.
You know, just like in Brooklyn, Harlem, L.A.
Yeah.
But now it's a big thing. And I'm not saying, and that was wrong for those, I hate that those two officers got killed. It's people being killed every day also.
Every day.
By other individuals, by blacks and whites and whites. So, yeah, people dying every day. But we talk about the injustice.
The injustice, yeah.
Right? Question.
Innocent brothers and sisters being killed every day.
You know,
just being hung out to dry, being nameless, no names, sometimes being defaced, nameless. These are the forgotten ones.
And just by, you know, sitting and having phone conversations with you in the past, I know you're sick and tired of being sick.
I won't even go into the historical context today, because me and SM, our dear friend, SM, we talk several times. We talk all the time about in the historical context.
Because it's so much to talk about.
That's what people. That's what we all fail to realize. That in historical context, then now here it is, 30 or 40 years later, we're still speaking history. Something has to be done. Something has to be, you know.
But see, it's not a black and white thing.
It's not a black and white thing.
Yeah. So we gonna come
to the end. This is a recurring human thing. You know, this is a human thing. Human comes from the Greek word humando.
Mm-hmm.
Humando means burying. Burying. We want to bury all of our pre-supersized thoughts about what happened in the past. Yeah. We want to bury those issues. We want to bury the issue. We want to bury the issue against is burying the issue of inequality, both wealth inequality and racial inequality.
Yeah.
And so the question is, can we bury those things in 2014?
Okay, so we have another caller. Welcome to the Anti-Media Radio, caller. What do you have to join this conversation? Hello? Okay, well, we're going to keep it going. We're trying to add this call.
We'll probably hope these things get... But the thing is, I hope I speak for some of our calls coming. We hope that we can erase and debunk these things.
Are you there, caller? Okay, go back. I'm sorry, man. We're trying to take that call in because we had a few calls. Thanks for calling in. I don't know what's going on, but keep trying. We're going to keep this conversation going, though. You know what you said?
Yeah. So basically, it's this. We're hoping that we can debunk these things going forward. Okay. We want to break the back of these ideas of racial inequality, mm-hmm. wealth inequality. We want to debunk those things because that's where some of our biggest differences lie.
Okay. And with you being on the forefront of that, what steps are y'all taking here in the city?
Well, here in the city, some of our organized troops, our ground troops, have began working with the youth.
So it's not just shutting things down. It's going to take more than that, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we don't want to create this. We don't want to create this militarized attitude. You don't want to create this attitude where once again, no matter what the youth is, no matter where they're from, we don't want to create this personality where we're going out advocating for violence, and that's not the intent.
Yeah.
Some of the videos you see at Cal Berkeley and across the region, some of the videos you see it's uneven, you know. The projection is uneven. So we're not about that. We're about positive change, progressive change, and that sort of thing.
Yeah. And this week, you know, we went down to the Bitcoin Bowl.
Yeah, you talk
about change,
right? Yeah. Tell us about that. Yeah.
The Bitcoin Bowl was one of a major event this year. It was the first Bitcoin Bowl that was held in St. Petersburg. It was NC State and University of Central Florida in the game. And the turnout was awesome. They had, you know, BTMs, on-site ESPN, VIPs. Everyone showed up. It was a great atmosphere.
From what we understand about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency network,
it's a bowl game. You have a bowl game.
You got a bowl game now. That's what I'm going to talk to you about. That's what I'm going to ask you about. Because now is a bowl game, and for our viewers, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is basically what we're also doing is structuring and trying to show all of our youth and just everybody in general how to work with each other, how to trade amongst each other inside.
It's all peer-to-peer.
It's all peer-to-peer. And peer-to-peer meaning from brother to brother, from sister, from everybody.
No third parties, man. Decentralization is
right.
The key.
And so now it's an actual bowl
game. Yeah, but also,
bowl game.
Yeah, sponsoring a bowl game is awesome. And the next thing is mainstream adoption. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you had so many people there from all different walks of life, didn't know anything about Bitcoin. It was amazing even to just, you know, sit there and also carry on conversations with people that was clueless about this emerging protocol. And I know we haven't like went back, you know, and talked about all the other aspects of, you know, Bitcoin, but we have a guest in the studio that was there, that was a participant at the game.
Exactly.
Okay. And he is EP. And what was your experience of the game? What was your intake on it? Like, how did you feel? How did it feel? Even just experiencing the first Bitcoin ball. You know, remember, this doesn't exist. You know?
Yeah, some fake money sponsored a bowl game. It's kind of like saying the gold bowl or the silver bowl. Mm-hmm. I saw something on Reddit today that said that somebody said that Bitcoin is the currency or the back, you know, the Bitcoin is the currency of BitPay, which is the actual sponsor of the bowl. So BitPay put the game on because their back end, yeah, that is their currency. That's basically right. Because BitPay wouldn't exist without Bitcoin. Yeah. And I think the bowl game is just a way to bring awareness. Just say if nobody knew about email, it'd be like email having a
bowl game. Yeah, which is so funny. And people laugh about it, like email, but it's we almost speak the same language, you know? Like, people didn't believe in email, you know, or did not even know, like,
I guess I go off on a tangent by saying that,
yeah.
Because, like, you know, if people don't know what Bitcoin is, they have no idea what I just said about email having a bowl game. But yeah, Bitcoin, it's basically like a new language. I mean, it's that deep.
Well, it's that deep, but it's also effective and it's needed with our current system today. And you have to believe in it if, you know, a company, a startup can come and be around for 2 years and spend millions on a bowl game, right? I feel that is enough in the community to keep this thing alive. There's no shutting this down. It was like the official stamp to me saying that, hey, we are here and we're not leaving,
yeah.
Right? So, and just that experience and seeing that, hey, that this thing is going to be for a couple more years, that it's going to be a Bitcoin bowl.
For a couple more years, huh? So this bowl.
Well, you have to say, like, this was the third most watched bowl game. That day, right?
Not the day. That was the highest rated primetime show that evening for any channel.
Yeah. 3 million, right? Or more?
Something like that. I don't know. I saw a little article today that said that it was the highest rated show, you know, at that time on.
It is awesome.
But you got to say that's positive news.
It is positive news, yeah.
And the experience had to be great.
And it was kind of funny that, you know, most of the people there didn't
even know what Bitcoin,
you know,
yeah.
It might as well have been called Bacon Bowl or something. You know,
yes.
People didn't even know, you know.
Yeah. And me seeing people using the BTMs, walking up to them, purchasing Bitcoins with their credit cards. And thanks to TrueCoin and BitPay for, you know, putting this thing together and, like, really supporting all the other sponsors also.
Yeah, well, I think what a lot of people didn't even realize was there was actually places to buy Bitcoin in there. I mean, I walked around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I walked around the inside. I know there was at least three BTMs inside of the stadium. I didn't see where they were, actually. Mm-hmm. But so, you know, but the people that did come up on them were able to actually put in, you know, Bitcoin is about $310, $312 a piece right now. But when people hear that, it kind of, you know, turns them away because, I don't want to spend $300. But what they don't understand is they can walk up to one of these machines, put a dollar in the machine, and get a dollar worth of Bitcoin.
Or swipe your credit card. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just, it was a great experience. And we're going to take another caller. Welcome to the Anti-Media Radio, caller 805.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the Anti-Media Radio.
Yeah, I was calling to see if I could listen to the radio station.
Yes, you can. Keep listening.
So, thanks for calling again, caller. But what you were saying about the Bitcoin vote again?
Where were we?
The experience of observing people using.
You can put a dollar in, and you can put a dollar in the Bitcoin ATM, and get Bitcoin. You know, you don't have to pay $300. And the unique thing about the BTMs that the TrueCoin provided was the ability to buy with a credit card, which was, you know,
great.
Yeah,
but you can also tip. You was able to tip the bartenders with Bitcoins, and you was also able to buy and sell merchants. Had over 2,000 merchants accepting Bitcoins in the area. You was also able to get your rides with pay your taxi drivers in Bitcoin. Ultimately, St. Petersburg, you know, put a stamp on it and say, hey, we the first crypto city.
Yeah, we had a taxi driver, you know, the week before he had no clue what Bitcoin was, but now, you know, he's saying that he's the Bitcoin taxi driver, you know. I mean, it's just simple.
Is that right?
So you install an app on your phone and you get money. I mean, it's not, I mean, the way I'm talking sounds like I'm trying to sell something, but I mean, it's an idea that's going to keep moving. It's got momentum.
It has a lot of momentum. I'm talking about you know, banking the unbanked, you know, me also even being able to go to Argentina next month and experience that is going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You know, bringing this technology and introducing it to people that can really benefit from it is going to be crazy. And putting ATMs down there is going to be also another level. So, and we'll be keeping up with that and posting pictures and, you know, interviews or whatever, but it just was really awesome, even just that experience, man, and seeing that many people, you know, involved in just this thing that really that doesn't exist.
Oh, it exists.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah,
it exists. But seeing that many people,
if you can lose them in the magnitude that some people have lost, it exists for them, or
it
used to, you know. it was there.
And you talk about all the like-minded people there. You know, just some of the conversations that I was having. You know, and telling people about the anti-media, and just knowing about it and saying, "Hey, that's the site. We like it. Keep it going on." I'm like, "Hey, we trying to just share the love and also give people what they need and say, hey, we don't have to just submit to this current system." You know what I'm saying? We're trying to share this. Hey, we are fed up. We don't need the current system. We have our own. And let's build on
it. It's a need for that. It's,
yeah.
It's a demand for it. So, you know, the general public needs, like I said, they need outlets like this to educate and inform.
And the show is winding down. And we probably didn't touch a lot of the topics today that we wanted to, you know, the 2-year-old boy accidentally killed his mom in Walmart. You know, we didn't touch on that, you know, and this is the wrap up of the year, you know, but hell, what you expect is so much to cover also, right?
Yes.
So we just really focus on the things that really, really questionable.
But for all the victims this year.
And I know you want to tell us all about that.
Yeah.
For all the victims, what you have to say for them.
For all the
dead victims.
All the victims this year. It's, this has been, you don't know how this has touched and moved a lot of us. And so for all the victims, and the families of the victims, and the friends of the family, and so forth, people who listen to the show, just know that we're not doing this in vain. You know, we want real change. We want active change. We want people on a ground level. We want serious people, serious members to get involved and be involved in change. And good, positive change. No no killing, no police killing, no good positive change.
And that's what we're going in 2015? That's the message that you're trying to send?
That's the message we're trying to send in 2015, and that's the message we need to push, man, is because without good
positive change. Well, we're not going to stop.
We're not going to stop.
I know you guys are not going to stop.
Well, hey, in the good sense of the word, we bad boys. We ain't going to stop. We ain't going to stop.
I love it.
You know.
I love it, but I want to thank you for coming in today and, you know, wrapping this thing up and sharing the information.
It has been a pleasure, man. Being here with you and E, breaking down the year of SM.
Not SM missing.
Yeah, we miss him for the year, the show, the year in review, 2014. But
sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? Tired. Can that be the topic? That's what we're going to go into 2015 with, sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Without a doubt.
Or should we just continue talking about the Sony hat?
Oh, it's old.
Because that was major at the end of the year.
Yeah, it was major.
And then
they had the year off. The Sony hat.
End of the year off. But we also want to thank the callers that did call in. And we also want to thank the guys that's on the website that's sharing and spreading the word. Keep doing that. We need you guys, you know, communicating and sharing information, even if you disagree or don't like anything that's going on. But we're going to keep it moving, and you guys just keep chatting on. But we're going to keep calling the ground troops also. But we can keep chatting. If you want to call in, buddy. But back to your projects and stuff, and we're going to end the show with that on what is going to take place in February with you guys, what y'all doing with, you know, providing the books and the clothes to them.
Yeah, you make a good point. So,
because we didn't even touch that on the other, you know, positive things that you guys are.
Yeah, so who we are, so who we are, once again, for our viewers and listeners, is the Apostle Group and the ApostleGroup1.com, if you allow me to plug that on your show. But what we want, we talk about it all show long, is for the various topics that we talked about throughout this show to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And we want to address with a positive change, with feedback.
And y'all can make various donations around town also, right?
Yeah, we do. We make donations to people who I'm married with. We try to work with people who work with us. Mm-hmm. So we try to always strive for that sort of progressive change. Mm-hmm. here in this area. But SM knows me very well. You all know me. It's a pleasure to be on the show. It's a pleasure.
Well, we want to thank you for showing up, man. But we want to thank you guys for listening to the Anti-Media Radio. I have a sit-in guest, Thunderbird, local activist. Always a pleasure for him to step in and stir up something when SM is not around. But we also have EP, the crypto expert, that's on this channel also, but a great, great friend. And thank you guys. Call back, and we're going to keep this word going. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. But should we end it with, I can't breathe, or sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Let's end on the positive note, because in the new 2000, got to keep in mind, 2014, we couldn't breathe. In 2015, we're going to be, we fighting to breathe again. So we got to speak on the positive note. We fighting to breathe again, baby. 2015. So
I love it.
So we got to, we end it off on a down, but we're going to start a new year on a positive note.
All right. And thank you guys for listening to the Anti-Media Radio. See you Thursday.
Through the stereo, yo, here we go through the stereo.